Welcome to the 1986 National Honor Awards Banquet. I'm delighted to have an opportunity to congratulate this year's distinguished award recipients and to recognize each of you for your outstanding contributions to the fitness and health of the American people. This awards program has special meaning for me. As you know, I have a personal interest in one of last year's honorees. Each recipient of the National Honor Award has, in some unique and outstanding way, provided leadership in the national campaign to improve the health and well-being of every American. Although some recipients are not directly associated with physical fitness, each has chosen to promote vigorous living in his professional, recreational, or personal pursuits. I'm pleased that John F. Akers, the President and Chief Executive Officer of IBM, is among tonight's honorees. IBM has a long-standing tradition of excellence in service to the nation, to communities, and to its employees. IBM's health education program, its voluntary health assessment program, and its personal health accounts set high standards for fitness among business and industry. And in John Akers' own life, physical fitness has always played an important role. Indeed, even today, as a busy corporate executive, John Akers still finds time to jog, ski, golf, and play tennis. One other award recipient deserves special mention. As the first chairman of the President's Council on Youth Fitness, Richard Nixon gave to the Council its early impetus and reminded the nation that improved physical fitness for all people, particularly our youth, should be a national goal. So it's especially fitting that this year, the Council's 30th anniversary, he should be honored. Mr. President, congratulations. This banquet has brought you all together under a banner of festivity and celebration. But more important, it has reminded us all of the importance of physical fitness to our nation and ourselves. To tonight's honorees, congratulations once again. And to you all, keep up the good work. God bless you.